This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live Sunday edition. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Mark with you.
And Richie Rich.
If you're listening to the show between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, you're listening to us live. If it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, wherever you are in the world, you can call in because we're going to be here. 7 days a week, that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. Expect us here on Christmas. Expect us here on New Year's Eve. Expect us here on every major holiday when the rest of the commercial talk radio hosts, the major guys, the top 25, which Free Talk Live is among these days, they're taking off. They're spending time with their families. Free Talk Live, we have no lives. The number, 855-450-3733. We're talking about a newly diagnosed personality type.
Well, you said that this has existed for a while, and I would say I would agree with you,
yes.
This type of people. But now it's been studied, the tendency for interpersonal victimhood, an archetype defined by several truly toxic traits.
Yeah, and I wonder to myself whether... So you're talking about an archetype as far as people who believe themselves to be victims and these sorts of things. And although this certainly existed in the past, it wasn't sort of accepted. I think once you have Twitter and Facebook and social media, that people begin to see the archetype. Because some people who interact on social media are only interacting in this way. And then once you have the archetype that exists on social media, then people begin to have it, all the time. So I'm thinking of the college grad with pink hair who's, doesn't know which bathroom to use and a variety of things like this. You know, this person who's, one of the first things they do is tell you their pronouns. Mine, by the way, are His Majesty and Your Majesty. This sort of distasteful individual, it's so difficult to deal with. At some point or another, life will dissuade them to the point that they'll just stop doing this.
Maybe.
But, are there going to be enough of them? You can't get along with this. They can't get along with each other. This is why I say the left will eat itself. Because... it's just not, nobody's going to put up with this. Even they won't put up with it.
Unless, that's part of the problem with the left, with this victim mentality, is unless you agree with that individual 100% on every issue, you're an outcast completely.
Right. Right?
Canceled completely. And everyone is like that.
And what they, right. And so all they can do is cancel all their friends. But, these people can never see their own social foibles. They can never see where they're messing up. So I was berated at one point for, not properly, allowing for, men and women and, different genders and all this other stuff. And then the people that want to, change their genders or whatever, by one of these people who sort of spend all their time on Twitter. And this was in real life. And I had a conversation with him about animal rights. Well, he decided he didn't want to believe in animal rights.
Okay.
But, here I am. I believe in animal rights.
Oh, okay.
And he doesn't. And, at some point or another, he's going to run up on somebody who's going to cancel him over, not believing. You just
something
can't win.
Else.
You just can't win. I think there's a great one. I think it's Adam Ruins Everything. It's,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, he does great videos where they're just talking about how there's, four liberals sitting around talking about how they can't do anything because either it'll affect the environment or, this marginalized group or that sort of thing. You just can't. I mean, pretty soon they're all Jainsians, which is a form of Hindu who believes that the most holy thing to do is sit in one place because and slowly starve to death because everything is basically a sin. Everything negatively affects something. And, you know, all those things are holy.
Yep. Even for the vegans, you go like, well, plants feel pain, and they know when you're eating them.
Yeah.
Well, then what?
Well, I mean, and I'd like to talk to the vegans about what they want to do about pests. Because... currently, vegans live in a world where rats and deer and a whole variety of things are taken care of by people who are willing to kill them.
Yep.
But if you're not willing to kill these things, they're going to overrun everything.
Absolutely.
Like they're, you know, pigs, deer, and rats. Man, oh man, you can't handle them.
But then you could be the collapsitarian and then give them that world and see how they respond.
Meaning?
Just let all those animals and pests overrun them and then see if they're willing to change their position.
There's no vegan farmers. They're rare. I mean, they must exist, but I would be curious as to how they handle these problems. Because... it ain't easy. Are you not killing insects? We had a terrible problem with caterpillars and beetles when we were running our garden. You're not killing these things?
They have a right to be there. Naturally, of course.
Be very curious.
All right. These
vegans are city folks that just eat stuff that comes in packaging. Let's be serious.
They have no idea where that stuff came from. The archetypes, toxic, truly toxic traits. A pathological need for recognition. A difficulty empathizing with others, feelings of moral superiority, and importantly, a thirst for vengeance.
Right. Well, once you're morally superior, you must have a thirst for vengeance.
Absolutely. So think about your life and think about people who exhibit those four traits,
mm-hmm.
and then peg them. The findings suggest that victimhood is a stable and meaningful personality tendency, writes the study's author, a quartet of scholars associated with Tel Aviv University, the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, and the University of Pennsylvania.
Those Jews and their privilege.
Those calls out of the way.
What's that?
I'm so glad we got those calls out of the way.
I'm glad we got those calls out of the way.
They can't call and talk about this.
But I did take this test online about privilege, and they actually consider Jews as having more privilege than whites in this particular online test that I took. I mean,
okay.
you can go on the internet. I'm sure somebody will tell you how much privilege you have.
Well, one of the privileges of being Jewish is to have the privilege of declaring yourself as white or not white, depending on the situation.
It is. That much is true, right? Like, I get to declare myself as either Jewish or I don't declare anything and I just look like a white guy and, you know, whatever. Now, I would claim that I have no race at all. I didn't participate in this. I'm not, you know, whatever. But there are those out there that would say that that too is a privilege.
Yep. The researchers solicited several hundred participants for a series of psychological experiments that tested their assumptions. As such, the results should be taken with a grain of salt. Social psychology research suffers from notoriously thorny replication issues. Since these kinds of experiments are not always great substitutes for the sort of things being studied.
Well, one of the things about this is that it just rings true. Everybody knows somebody who's, at the very least, a victim in some area in their life.
Right.
And they're familiar with the difficulties of bringing up different ideas, that, you know, contrary ideas to this person, and how they react to it.
Right.
They react very, very poorly because they know they are right.
Right. So I usually, when discussing this outside of here, I usually make a differentiation between someone being victimized and someone with a victimhood mentality.
Sure.
Right. Like you.
Anybody can be victimized.
Right. But how you handle that event, for lack of a better term, is whether or not you have the victimhood mentality.
Absolutely.
Yep.
It's 100%. Anybody can go through any instance. Everybody has bad things that happen to them in their lives.
Yep.
You can dwell on those things, and then perhaps if you dwell long enough, you'll need yourself some therapy. If the therapy wasn't successful, maybe you'll be able to build a personality type around it. That'd be delightful, right? But are you going to have a good life? I would contend no.
These people are probably miserable 24/7.
I can't imagine how they're anything but miserable. What do you think? 855-450-3733. You know, victims? Do you have any thoughts about the victimhood personality type? 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
There, the rescue dog had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections. That was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch. It was awesome.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bing Books at bingbooks.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Richie Rich.
And that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We take your calls. You call in, whether it's on the topic or not. That doesn't really matter to us. But we are talking about victimhood personality traits. Can you give me the four toxic traits of a person who's a victim?
A pathological need for recognition.
Pathological need for recognition, okay.
Difficulty empathizing with others.
Difficulty empathizing with others.
A feeling of moral superiority.
A feeling of moral superiority.
And a thirst for vengeance.
And a thirst for vengeance. And it's if on cue, here is James from Arizona. James, I hear this list, and I think of you.
And by providence, you called.
But you're such a dork. You have that flat that you wore to the studio one day, thinking I was going to come in there and blow you.
Do you have, like, your mask on that you're talking through? You think you're going to get COVID from your phone?
I didn't understand the question through the muffledness.
You still have that flak jacket that Mark Shippey Deshington gave you?
Oh, no, but I did score a great deal on body armor on Black Friday, so I'm expecting that to be delivered in a couple of months.
Hey, Richie Head, if I were to see you, I'd just see an ugly face. And you'd be dead and gone, and the world would be a better place.
If you were to see Richie, you'd do what?
If you want to talk to me, Mark Shippey Deshington, you're going to apologize.
I'm not going to apologize to you for anything, Witless.
Hey, Richie Head. Oh, that's a real good one. Take your finger off the dump button if you want to play that game. I can make fun of you way better than you can make fun of me.
I don't have a dump button on. I've got a hold button.
Keep an FCC really? Compliant, and it's not a problem.
Have the last number. Richie Head.
How am I going to give you the last word? Are you going to wrap up the show half an hour early? It's ridiculous. See, this is the pathological need for recognition, right?
Absolutely.
Right, like he's got to be on the show.
Got to be.
And, you know, the fact that he doesn't get enough time. Mind you, when he was complaining about not getting enough time, he had been on more time than some of our co-hosts as far as quantifying. But not good enough. Not good enough. Because we didn't agree with everything that he said. This guy really is one of these. He's the opposite of one of these victims, but it's the same thing. Anyway,
it's the same mentality.
Yeah. I never take his calls, but I couldn't believe the parallels that I was hearing. So go on a little more with the article here.
Okay, we're talking about replication issues, since these kinds of experiments are not always a great substitute for the sort of thing being studied. In one of these papers' experiments, for instance, a computer split a pot of money between itself and a human participant.
Mm-hmm.
This person was led to believe the computer was also a human participant.
Okay.
Sometimes the pot was split unevenly, and the human participant was given a chance to take vengeance by reducing the computer's pot without enriching his own. Researchers discovered that participants classified as having higher TIV scores were strongly associated with behavioral revenge in this scenario. And TIV was the tendency for interpersonal victimhood. TIV was also associated with an increased experience of negative emotions and entitlements to immoral behavior. The study distinguishes TIV from narcissism. Narcissistic individuals also experience moral superiority and vengeful desires, but these feelings tend to spring from the belief that their authority, capability, and grandiosity is being undermined.
So, I read a study in Mary Ruart's Healing Our World, and it's a really great book. If you're going to try to, you know, learn how to convince people of the ideas of liberty, you need to read this
one.
The
right way.
Yeah. That in it, she talked about a study about tit for tat. So it was sort of, I think it was using the prisoner's dilemma, which is similar here, splitting the pot of money. The idea was if you gave the punishment, a just punishment, only when it was merited, that would... It resulted in the best scenarios as far as outcomes, kept people in line and these sorts of things. This reminds me of that. I mean, I don't see a problem with retribution if you see a pot has been, unfairly split. But that retribution should be along the person should know that it's retributive. B, it should be similar to the amount of the crime. So you don't fine somebody $100 for stealing 10 in that sense.
Right. But in this instance with the pot, like, if, you know, let's say it got split 60-40 instead of 50-50, right? You got the 40, you went, ah, you know, that person got more than me. But if you take away their 20 to get them down to 40, it's not like you're getting anything more. So it's completely vengeful. You're not, it's, there's no justice involved in balancing the scales where everyone still, you know, is better off. You're just taking away from someone and you're getting nothing in return.
Right. Well, yeah, I don't think that that's entirely out of line if it's a fair retribution. But anyway, you know, go ahead.
TIV, on the other hand, is associated with low self-esteem, and while narcissists do not want to be victimized, high TIV individuals lash out when their victimhood is questioned.
Yeah, I mean, in many cases, if you're questioning somebody's victimhood, they're gonna defend that because that is the personality type.
Yes.
You know, so
they're defined by it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm a victim, but I am a victim. I'm a victim, and what happened to me is wrong, wrong, wrong. You know, and they're just gonna keep on, you know, pounding the pulpit to the point that nobody wants to hang out with them. You know, what is it? Smarty had a party and nobody came, right? You can be right or you can be fun to be with, but you generally can't be both.
Okay. Right.
Just saying.
I mean,
if you're going to push the rightness all the way to the end, is what I'm saying.
I like being right, but I also... I also think I'm pretty funny.
Consider for a moment that all of our whole... existence on the planet is the attempt to be right or not be wrong. Like, that's everything that we do. However, when you take it a little too far, that's when we're talking about, you know, this here.
Sure.
Like you said, everybody can be a victim. Not everybody acts like one.
Right. And I think that's the important distinction. The self-presentation of high TIV individuals is that of a weak victim who has been hurt and is in therefore need of protection, writes the author. Threats to high TIV individuals are related to anything that can undermine their self-image of moral superiority or elicit doubts from their environment as to whether the offense occurred, the intensity of the offense, or their exclusivity as victims. Writing in Scientific America, psychologist Scott Kaufman notes that the researchers do not equate experiencing trauma and victimization with possessing the victimhood mindset. They point out that victimhood mindset can develop without experiencing severe trauma or victimization. Kaufman continues, this is a quote, "If socializing processes can instill in individuals a victimhood mindset, then surely the very..."
Which is what I contend Twitter and Facebook have done for some people.
Right. And I agree. I agree with that. I just, you know, I still enjoy scrolling through it sometimes.
I'm not telling you should quit social media. If you don't feel like it's robbing you of your joy, then. Right. But what I'm saying,
also don't feel like it's pulling me into a victimhood mindset at the same time.
If social media does rob you of joy, stop.
Absolutely.
Because it's really of no value. You know, in any other direction. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Talks continue in Washington over another round of coronavirus stimulus, with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle insisting that they need to pass some form of relief before the end of the year. Senator Chris Coons feels progress on a proposed $908 billion relief package can be made this week. The Delaware Democrat tells NBC's Meet the Press that Congress shouldn't go anywhere if they can't.
We should not leave for the holidays until we have adopted that $908 billion framework to give a next round of relief to the millions of Americans who are facing eviction, hunger, unemployment, disease. It includes funding for vaccine distribution and $300 billion for small businesses to keep them afloat or help them reopen. I'm really optimistic we can get this done this coming week.
This is USA Radio News. A Silicon Valley giant is headed for the Lone Star State. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Tesla, Charles Schwab, HP Enterprise, CBRE, and now Oracle are leaving California, making the move to Texas. Governor Greg Abbott said Texas' business-friendly environment seemed to draw companies in and away from states with exorbitant tax rates. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the U.S. Commerce and Treasury Departments were victims of a cyber attack. The Commerce Department said Sunday in a statement that they have asked the FBI and the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency to investigate the breach. They did not give any details as to the extent of the breach into either of the department's systems. The hack comes just days after a major cybersecurity firm, Surefire, announced it had also suffered a breach where many of its tools to detect network hacks had been stolen. A group of hackers associated with Russia are suspected in that attack. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. So we do here on Free Talk Live. Other things we do is we talk about cryptocurrency. One of them that's, top of mind here on Free Talk Live is Divi. You've heard us talk about Divi here on Free Talk Live, and maybe you've wanted to set up one of their easy-to-deploy masternodes or stake Divi so that you can begin earning Divi right now. Well, Ian says setting up the Divi masternode, he's the one who did it, was super easy, and staking was even easier. Now, we're not investment advisors here on Free Talk Live, but we think that you'll be impressed with your earning potential with Divi as compared to traditional investment vehicles. It's certainly been great for Free Talk Live. And what we've seen recently is that many of the altcoins have began to get some upward mobility. Will Divi be part of that? I sincerely hope so.
A rising Bitcoin raises all alts.
Indeed. We'll see.
We'll see.
I can't make a prediction. At this point, Divi hasn't been making very many moves, but the top tens have. DiviProject.org, get started. You can buy Divi at several exchanges or directly from the Divi team. Need help? There's a link to their Telegram channel right on the front page at DiviProject.org. That's D-I-V-I. Divi is in division. DiviProject.org. One of my bias, my belief, is that when the alts move, they move far greater than the bigger coins like Bitcoin Cash, Dash, these sorts of things.
At this point, yes.
Yeah, that's like, what my belief is.
Like if you wanted a tenfold
increase, you probably Bitcoin. Shouldn't buy BTC, Bitcoin.
Right. Yeah. But one of the alts, that could be an overnight thing.
Yeah. It very well could happen with Divi that you it could go 10 times like, you know, in a split second. Yeah. It could go very quickly. There was a precipitous rise very recently, huge numbers with Divi. It didn't hold them. It was just a spike.
And it's all a risk. So do what you can with your money.
855-450-3733. Let's go to Paul calling in from Pennsylvania. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going, guys?
All's well.
Before I get into my point about the victim idiots, I just want to say you guys are safe.
We're safe?
I could not deal with the amount of hate, vitriol, and idiocy that you guys put up with. I would be dumping probably 9 out of 10 calls that I hear you guys take.
And yeah, I got to say that part of the difficulty of running a radio show, like when I got into this, I imagined this round table discussion where people would come bring ideas to the table.
Libertarians like Jeffrey Tucker would call in on a nightly basis.
We'd come to conclusions. I'd get new ideas. I'd come to different. I'd change my mind on things. Instead, what I get is
defending the Jews.
Yeah, that sort of thing. It's nonsense.
I know, and it's so disgusting. But to the victim mentality thing, I'm a psychology major. I'm a junior. The lockdowns and the online learning has my GPA in the toilet. But
you're a victim.
I'm not a victim.
I'm just teasing.
I'm just better at learning in class.
Yep.
It's the whole thing about that I see about this victim mindset. It goes back to the who can I blame it on so that I'm not at fault mentality.
Absolutely.
Rather than taking responsibility for our own crap.
Yeah.
You know, yes, I was an abused child, both at home and at school. I could play on that.
Sure.
But I'm an adult. I'm a 44-year-old man. The choices I make are my choices. And whether I do good or bad, it comes down to my choices. Once you're out on your own, all that other stuff is immaterial.
Yeah, and I can't imagine being, claiming to be an abused child would raise your level of happiness. Because, that's ultimately what life's about is being happy as often as you possibly can. I can only imagine that you'd be robbing yourself of that, reality or not.
Yeah. In this context, responsibility is the opposite of victimhood.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you were victimized as a child. You don't have that victimhood mentality. You take responsibility for your life as it is today.
Exactly. And if I want my life to be better, I have to make choices to make it better. It just frustrates me to the living heck out of me. And I haven't experienced a professor yet within psychology. One of my core class idiot things that I hated. I did run into one of these victim accommodating professors.
Mm-hmm.
And it just annoys me. It's like, oh my God, what is wrong with our profession and the profession I'm going into when rather than trying to get people to understand, okay, this is the problem. This is where you want to be. How do we get there from here instead of this stuff where they're saying, oh, it's okay. It's okay. It's not your fault. It's this person's fault. It's that person's fault. Oh, it's society's fault. No, it's not.
Well, because one pays better.
Yeah. I mean, things are certainly true that sometimes something is somebody else's fault, and sometimes things are society's fault or whatever, but it's the sense of sort of entitlement that comes along. The best I can tell in these 49 short years on the planet is that there is no value to the sense of entitlement, the belief that somehow somebody owes you something because of X, Y, or Z. And I think that's really where it all sort of falls apart. I'm using situation with a psychiatrist. In prison, we had to go to a psychiatrist now and then, and I was part of this group. And my contention was that, the psychiatrist was talking about going and helping somebody who's being beaten up or something. And I'm like, why would I go help somebody who's being beaten up? beaten up. I have no idea why they're getting beaten up. They could deserve it. Well, what if it's a woman? Maybe. I still don't know that she doesn't deserve it. And the guy's like, oh, so this is Marx, nobody's a victim theory? And I'm like, yeah, that sounds good. I'm going with that.
Yeah.
You know, I'd never heard that before. But, yeah, it's in fact, nobody is a victim. And if they ascribe that to their lives, they'll be better off. Go ahead, Paul.
Exactly. And my final point would be where I have gone to change my life from where I was to where I am is I remove toxic people from my life.
Yeah.
If you're toxic,
that's a good start.
I have no room for you. Because even blood family members I have removed from my life, because if they're not adding to my life, and it doesn't have to be material, but if you're not a plus, then you're out.
Yep, absolutely. A longtime friend of the show, Michael W. Dean, wrote a book, and I think it's User's Manual for Life or something. Look up Michael W. Dean, and this book, he's got it on audiobook, and it's great and easy and all that stuff, and it's free. And I just found this to be great. His thing with removing toxic people from your life is give them a chance. Remove them for, you know, say, 3 months, and then give them a year, and then, you know, the third strike, they're out or whatever. But it also allowed people to sort of get an opportunity to re-enter, and I thought that was great. And I've used it before, and it really was,
It's difficult with close families because people don't think you should ever disassociate with, like, immediate relatives.
Sure.
Like, blood is thicker than water.
That's a fallacy. And because your own mental and emotional health is the most important thing. And it doesn't matter if it's your mother, your father, your brother, whoever. If they are a negative influence in your life, then all you are doing is robbing yourself of happiness. And if they want to be in your life, then they can change.
Yeah, I agree. You're robbing yourself, and you're playing into their abuses that they've, you know, probably inflicted upon you for a great deal of time.
Right, and continue to do so. Revenge is happiness.
Yeah. It's a great call, Paul. I really appreciate it. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I'd be interested in your story about how you removed a negative person from your life. Because I think that these can be very interesting, especially a close family member or whatever the situation might be. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE is in freedom. Mark with you.
And Richard Rich.
Final segment here on Free Talk Live. Want to take just a moment to thank JP, who's an amplifier. If you want to be like JP, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com and support Free Talk Live. Why would you want to do that? Well, because Free Talk Live is unique in a couple of ways. We allow just about anybody to call in about just about anything and talk about it on here on the air. They're not doing that on other radio programs across the United States. And also, and by the way, that's commercial or NPR. You can't get on, you know, one of these NPR shows and talk about what you want to talk about. Free Talk Live is the only place that you can call in and talk about what you want to talk about and get any chance of a hearing. And further, we support the ideas of liberty in a way that, well, no other radio program does. Really, not very many forms of media either. Go check it out at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? You won't get on public radio like KUNM in New Mexico because, like, if you try, they will arrest you.
Only if your name is David Olson.
Yeah, right at this point, only David Olson.
Only David Olson has been prosecuted by KUNM. Yeah, yeah. So interesting. You know, as we speak for another few minutes in this 7 o'clock hour here in New Mexico, on KUNM.org is a program called Generation Justice. And I'm looking at their website, generationjustice.org, /our story. New Mexico. Oh, and by the way, this is David, and my pronouns are he, he, ha, ha, hoo, ha, and I identify as sweet cherry pie. And that ties into this because this program, which you can listen to right this minute, or you can listen to it on their two-week archive on KUNM.org.
Please don't change channels. Listen to that.
Yeah, don't. It's not worth it. Just a bunch of punk-ass kids that, anyway. But they all, whenever they come on the radio, they each new speaker identifies themselves with their pronouns, and they identify as whatever.
Right.
So,
are they using pronouns? Just out of curiosity, this pronoun thing has had a certain level of evolution over time. Are they using the G or Z pronouns anymore, or is it all they?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, so there's pronouns like he and him, she and her. Those are relatively common. Now, some of the people have wanted to, and I think that there's a, you know, there's a reasonable idea behind sort of making an androgynous pronoun to refer to people. At this point in the English language, those pronouns are he and him.
Oh, so if you're, now I know what you're talking about. I've heard of that, but I haven't heard any of these on Generation Justice.
Okay,
so do that, but I know
what pronouns
about.
Are they using? They're just
the common ones, the she, her, the standard ones.
Yep.
It's interesting because and remember KUNM, where and this is public record, where Elaine Baumgartel quit or whatever as the news director, the one that called the cops on me and wanted them to arrest me, and they wrote me up on charges. She quit, and her replacement, Hannah Colton, committed suicide just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, actually, we saw that story.
Yeah. And
sad when anybody commits suicide.
Yeah, this is the organization I'm talking about that has this Generation Justice. And, for instance, their little our story here, first of all, their logo is the Communist Solidarity Black Power, White Power Unity fist raised in the air. That's what their logo
is.
So
it's a fist raised in the air. What color is the fist?
In this case, it's a white fist on a blue-black background. There's a Freudian slip. Background. Yeah. And their statement here is New Mexico's premier youth media project. New Mexico's history. You're talking about victimization, right? New Mexico's history of colonization, genocide, and inequality are tied up to today's resistance, resilience, and liberation. And it goes on from there.
That sounds like a recipe for just a miserable life, as far as I can tell. I mean, if that's how you're identifying things, look, there's all kinds of things that are wrong in this world. Heck, Free Talk Live might be considered a show that is about what things are wrong. But we attempt to talk about having a positive mental attitude regularly here on Free Talk Live because, you know, if you're constantly thinking about who's done what wrong, you're going to be miserable.
Let me say one quick thing about the pronouns as well.
Let me
go back to that. I don't have a problem using the pronouns you request me to use because I try to be respectful to whomever I'm interacting with. But if I get it wrong because it's not something I'm used to, like, cut me some slack, and I will work on it. You don't have to jump down my throat immediately.
That's the way I feel about it, too. However, I am unwilling to use they as a pronoun.
Okay.
Like, I will use they if in referring to a group of people, but I cannot understand how you expect to change the language in so much as using they as to refer to the singular.
Because it's confusing?
I'm willing to try. Yeah, like, just... I mean, look, if you want to, you want to change your gender, and I'm willing to go with that. I got Aria here on the show, and I might tease Aria about her, gender choices, but, Aria is my friend nonetheless.
So Sharon came over for supper. They had soup and salad.
Right. Sharon is who? Sharon and her boyfriend came over and they had soup and salad. Excellent.
Maybe.
But just they? Okay. That doesn't make any sense to me. And I'm not, like, there's where I've drawn my line on this weird thing about pretending to be plural.
Yeah, I don't agree with, first of all, I believe that the pronoun that is used is not dependent on you. It's dependent on me. I control that. It's how you present to me when you come into my world. It's how I view you. I have the right to speak however you present to me. I don't have to.
Sure.
That's the way that I feel about it. And you've had
Confronted by a situation where I, pardon me, where I had to make a choice about somebody who, say, wasn't presenting. So where a person who, had a man's haircut, wearing man's clothes, in all intents and purposes, appears to be a man, says, I'm a she.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't had to deal with that. Beard, the whole shebang. I know some people have, and I don't, like...
Sure, but if that comes up, and they go like, well, I'd prefer if you use C. Fine. Well, I will use it as often as I can remember.
But to some extent, it matters, sort of, what do I get out of the deal? And And let's talk about Aria for a second here. I do have other friends who are trans, but with Aria, I get a great deal out of the relationship. I don't consider for a moment not using Aria's pronouns, other than the jokes that we pass back and forth.
And I'm pretty sure she doesn't care, right? Yeah. Isn't she on record as saying like she doesn't care what pronouns you use for her?
Right. She basically doesn't. But okay. I'm happy to use the she and her sure. pronouns referring to Aria, but I get a great host. I get a great, she takes care of all kinds of internal workings here at Free Talk Live, and those sorts of things. And so out of the process, I'm willing to do that.
Okay.
But I haven't had running across a situation where, say, Lee, our normal other co-host here on Sunday night, who's like 6'3", giant, looks
Nordic
like a Viking,
Viking.
saying, my name's her. You use her and she. You know, like I've never had to deal with that. Okay. But I think that would be very confronting to me.
Yeah, and one more thing on this Generation Justice radio program. Another part of their vision here, their statement, this truth sparks our vision at Generation Justice to raise underrepresented voices, to heal from internalized wounds, and to lift up narratives of hope and inspiration that build pathways, blah, blah, blah.
It sounds like you're not welcome to call in there either.
Give it a shot, though.
I won't be now. And then by the numbers, 92% youth pursuing higher education. That's cool. And there's a picture of a black kid. And then 205 youth members trained, and there's a half dozen people pictured, and they're all people of color, to use their language. And then right below that, 100% youth of color. So are they saying here that white people are not welcome at this Generation Justice? Is that what they're saying, New Mexico?
It sounds like what they're saying. At the very least, maybe it's only white males aren't welcome.
Because they're the ones with the privilege.
Yeah, they're the colonizers or whatever.
Our hope is to build a community of informed, educated, skilled, engaged citizens who will not hesitate to use the power of media as a tool for social justice.
I do like social justice means I'm going to steal your stuff and say that it's okay. I'm glad to see anybody getting trained in radio. That part I like.
But what about the 0% of white kids that are allowed into Generation Justice?
Well, hopefully they can get on the radio station some other location. Yeah. Hey, check it out. If you are just calling in here on Free Talk Live, we are done for the evening. So you can check us out at freetalklive.com in the meantime, or better yet, call between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Call at 7. That way we get
pounds
directly.
Pounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.